This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. Sorry, I was tied up on our normal time slot a few minutes ago.
No problem at all. We just shifted you a little bit later, which is actually quite good because that means that more people have the opportunity to hear you as it's just a little bit later on in the morning. All right, so news from Australia, 150 volunteers supporting new mums. Tell us about this.
So this is a program called Mum for Mum, and I have to declare at the outset that my wife is the coordinator of this program, so just to put that on the table. This is a program under the auspices of the National Council of Jewish Women, and it's a fabulous program where older mothers, and apologies to anybody who takes offense at the term older.
Exactly. Maybe let's use mature or experienced.
Exactly.
Experienced mothers.
Experienced, mature, and I stand corrected and humbled. Exactly.
Right.
Mature mothers, experienced mothers will spend 1 year, 1 day a week for a year with brand new mums, giving them emotional support, physical support, and a shoulder to cry on, an ear to listen to, etc. And the program is run called Mum for Mum under the auspices of the National Council of Jewish Women. So it's a Jewish community program. And the great thing is that the people getting the support, in other words, the new mums, could be Pakistani, Filipino, from here, there, and everywhere.
Awesome.
So it's a fabulous intercultural outreach program coming from the Jewish community. And my wife took over the program several years ago when there were just a dozen volunteers. There are now 150. It's just reached the 150 volunteer mark. And so she runs the program. The people, the mature mums, the experienced mums, get a lot of training on how to support the new mums. And so and by the way, a lot of the new mums putting their hand up for support might be running away from domestic violence, might be single mums who don't have a partner, don't have that sort of support. So it's a very grassroots, real world program. And at the same time, fabulous intercultural outreach coming from the Jewish community.
All right, but there's one question that I need to ask. Are these Jewish mature or experienced moms, is it important, are they teaching these poor Pakistanis, a mom or Filipino moms or anyone, are they teaching them about Jewish mother guilt? Because it's a very powerful tool that they'll be able to use for the entire life of their child, even into adulthood. Quite a dangerous weapon.
Given the fact that we invented guilt, so I haven't drilled down to that level of detail, but it's a question which I'll take on notice.
Right, yeah, because it must be part of their training. I don't think that we can just assume that they'll pass it on. But what a wonderful, wonderful program. It really just puts a smile on my face because it's just – and it's exactly what, as you say, whether the new mom is in a conventional situation, i.e. they've got a husband and a family, they could still require support. Just somebody to who's not family, who's not so close, just to be able to say, you know what, I'm not coping and this is what I'm dealing with. And I, you know, just give them an opportunity, to have somebody to speak to. That's on that level, all the way through, as you say, to somebody who might be a single mom, who might be escaping a domestic violence situation. It's incredible. Really, really, absolutely, absolutely wonderful.
Exactly right. I endorse all of that. And it's, the program continues to grow, and the needs continue to, and the requests for assistance come from every direction. From maternity homes, from hospitals, from single mum outlets, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it sounds, yeah. Certainly I hope somebody is listening here that says, wow, that's a good idea. That's my passion. I'm going to see if I can do something about that here as well. Tell us about the first Israeli professional footballer to play in an Australian league. As we always say, we love Jewish sports success stories because they are so few and far between.
And this is a great story. So his name is Tomir Hemed, and like most listeners, I'm sure they have not heard of him. Having said that, he has played professional football, soccer, I never quite know which is the correct terminology at any point in time, but it's the round ball game, and he's scored approximately 20 goals playing for, representing Israel at soccer. He's played in Israel, he's played for Spanish teams, and he's now playing in the Australian, it's called the A-League, which is a league which includes New Zealand teams, and he's actually playing for Wellington Phoenix. Wellington is the capital of New Zealand, but it's part of the Australia League. So he's playing professional soccer, football, the round game here in Australia. He's 33 years old. His mother is Syrian, but Syrian Jewish, and his father, also from the Middle East. So totally Jewish, Israeli, etc. And just arrived in the country with a wife, children, and so has been already within 5 minutes, as you would expect, embraced by the community, and is doing very well. So he plays in the forwards. He's one of the strikers, and it's the first ever Israeli in the Australian Soccer Round Ball League. So it's the first ever Israeli, I beg your pardon, in the Australian Round Ball League. So it's a nice story for those interested in sport.
Absolutely, it is. And as I say, we always like those stories. It is 6:43. Vic Aladef, thank you as always. Fascinating and diverse report. It's just great for us to connect with what is going on in Australia. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week. Vic Aladef, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.